This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 19, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On Tuesday, President George W. Bush announced that for a second year, military airspace will be opened to civilian flights through the holiday season, and that the program will expand this year to the Midwest, the Southwest, and the West Coast. The reaction from the industry was a collective yawn. David Castlevetter, spokesman for the Air Transport Association, told the Associated Press the move had marginal impact in 2007. Bush added that the DOT will move forward with slot auctions at Newark Liberty International Airport in January. The president also announced new rules to, quote, provide greater compensation for lost bags, as well as tougher penalties when airlines fail to notify travelers of hidden fees, unquote. He added that those new rules should take effect next month in time for the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Overshadowed completely by the Bush announcement was another by the Department of Transportation, and it's proving disappointing to airline passenger advocates. DOT will issue a notice of proposed rulemaking to implement the recommendations of its tarmac task force. At first glance, the NPRM looks promising. In its solicitation of public comments, DOT's published abstract says the rule would enhance airline passenger protections by requiring airlines to adopt contingency plans for lengthy tarmac delays and incorporate them in their contracts of carriage. But on closer inspection, the measure is vague and toothless. DOT does not define what constitutes a lengthy delay, allows the airlines to write their own plans, and lets them audit their own compliance. The DOT's Bureau of Transportation Statistics reported Tuesday that declining airline passenger volume is being accompanied by declining employment levels within the industry. U.S. scheduled passenger airlines employed 4.5% fewer workers in September 2008 than in September 2007. It marked the third consecutive monthly year-to-year decrease in full-time equivalent employee levels. Employment at all the network airlines except Alaska Airlines was down. You can find more details in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. A physicist in Newport News, Virginia, has pleaded guilty to charges he illegally exported space launch technical data and defense services to the People's Republic of China and offered bribes to Chinese government officials. 68-year-old Xu Quansheng is a native of China, but is a naturalized U.S. citizen and treasurer of AMAC International, a high-tech company based in Newport News with offices in Beijing. The three counts allege that Xu provided China with assistance in the design and development of a cryogenic fueling system for space launch vehicles to be used at the heavy payload launch facility located in the southern island province of Hainan. He'll be sentenced in April and could face 10 years in prison and fines running into the millions. A federal judge has agreed with United Airlines, which over the summer charged that its pilots' union was behind a sick-out protest that the union had claimed was spontaneous. The Chicago Tribune reports the United chapter of the Airline Pilots Association and four pilots were barred from conducting activities that could disrupt normal business operations at the airlines. The ruling could leave the pilots facing steep fines. United says the sick-out cost the carrier $8 million in lost revenue and almost $4 million more in operating profit. The union has had no immediate comment. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Dayjet makes it official with a bankruptcy filing. A Florida crash turns out to have been a donated medical transport mission. And yes, I'm a terrorist, but no, I didn't mean to bomb that airport. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Kate Hanai of FlyersRights.org about her very frustrating year butting heads with a bunch of airline guys on the DOT's tarmac task force. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.